Several former employees of a popular Wilkinsburg coffee house have accused the owner of sexual harassment, 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports. A note to listeners, this story contains content that might not be suitable for children.
Biddle's Escape opened in May 2012. It was founded by Joe Davis, who lived across the street and who decorated the coffee house with mismatched thrift store tables and work by local artists. Biddle's quickly became a hangout and community gathering place. But behind the scenes, there were problems. That's according to several former employees, three of whom alleged that Davis grabbed them and attempted to kiss them. Rayona Gatos took a barista job at Biddle's shortly after it opened. She says that one night as she was closing up, Davis invited her to his back porch for a beer.
He, like, tried to kiss me a few times, and I, like, turned away, or I was like, no, it's, don't be, you know, whatever. And then he kind of, like, accosted me.
This was in August 2012.
He basically just, like, aggressively tried to kiss me again, and I just was like, I kind of just gave in.
Gatos says she felt her job was on the line. She says she did not report the incident.
But I kind of, like, brushed it off and focused more on, like, the good things that were going on at Biddle's.
Those good things, she and other employees say, included the creative atmosphere that owner Davis fostered. Staffers were encouraged to pursue interests like developing their culinary skills or holding literary readings at the shop. However, another former employee, Britta Borgman, reports that in May 2015, she was closing Biddle's after an election-related event. In a complaint filed with the State Human Relations Commission, she alleges that Davis, quote, uninvited, put his arms around her, drew her into him, and tried to kiss her on the lips. Borgman's complaint states that she pushed Davis away, but that he continued to sexually harass her verbally outside after she left the building. Borgman's complaint was filed in October 2017. It charges unlawful discriminatory practices and seeks the elimination of those practices, back pay, and other damages. Borgman declined to be interviewed for this story. Biddle's owner Davis did not return multiple phone messages seeking comment for this story. But the alleged incidents did not end there. On August 1, 2016, Biddle's held its monthly backgammon night. A barista named Katie Masterson says she was cleaning up afterwards when Davis approached her behind the counter, bear-hugged her, and tried to kiss her. She says she pushed him away, but he persisted. She alleges that he complimented her rear end and asked if he could spank it. Masterson and the two other women were all in their 20s or early 30s at the time of the alleged incidents. All three said Davis was drinking prior to the events. None of the three women filed criminal charges. Workplace sexual harassment has garnered more attention in the Me Too era. But research suggests that employees in the hospitality industry, hotels and restaurants, are especially vulnerable. Most restaurant owners and managers are men, while most staffers are younger, lower-paid women, notes Jocelyn Fry, who specializes in employment discrimination for the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank.
A lot of small restaurants, they don't have the traditional human resources function. People don't know where to file complaints.
Fear of retaliation, along with high turnover, often discourage workers from reporting sexual misconduct, she says.
So they may feel particularly beholden to a supervisor or manager or an owner in a different way than if they were in a big company.
WESA also interviewed three other former Biddle's employees. They confirmed it was only in late 2016, after the incident with Masterson, that word spread among the mostly female staff about a pattern of sexual harassment by Davis. This was also around the time that Davis, who is well known in the community, was running a write-in candidacy for Wilkinsburg Borough Council. On October 26th of that year, several employees met with Davis. Masterson read aloud a statement about Davis's alleged assault. Kitchen manager Caitlin Crawford helped arrange the meeting and describes Davis's response.
He just kept saying, I'm sorry, but never really copped to anything. He just kept saying the word sorry over and over again and didn't really say anything else.
Barista Katie Haggerty was not at that meeting, but says she confronted Davis separately about the incident with Masterson and the need to create a safer work environment.
He said, I agree with you. And... but he would stop short of admitting any wrongdoing. And it was deeply upsetting to me because I felt like I had trusted him.
The women say they asked Davis to address other issues as well. They asked that he not drink at work and that he provide more clearly defined job descriptions. They arranged the meeting because they valued each other and much of their experience at Biddle's, says Rayona Gatos.
My perspective was that the coffee shop was a good place to work despite him because of all of the other people that worked there who I was friends with.
Staff wanted to implement rules for how employees were treated, says Caitlin Crawford.
We wanted to make like a handbook. We wanted to make policies regarding, you know, this sort of thing. Like if anything were to happen going forward, like what we would do.
But after that meeting, things with Davis actually got worse, Crawford says.
He didn't want to implement any of our changes because I think he both had to face what he had done wrong. And he just said that wasn't the way he wanted to work.
The women say Davis fired one employee who confronted him. Others saw their hours cut or their duties increased without more pay. Masterson quit in November and Gatos soon after.
We all saw the good in the place enough to want to actually work to change it. And that just didn't happen, so.
Borgman alleges in her complaint to the state that for her, the work environment at Biddle's became, quote, increasingly hostile. Davis fired her in June 2017. Of the former Biddle's employees who have publicly accused Davis of misconduct, Borgman was the last to leave. She is not discussing her civil complaint other than to say that she and Davis are seeking to settle it amicably. Crawford, the former kitchen manager, says she is speaking out about Davis now because she wants to prevent future harassment.
I think exposure can go a long way. I just want people to be safe. I don't want him to hurt anyone else.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.